I used to always say ideas and energy, that ain't never really been my struggle. So to come into this year and y'all feel like I have not had really none of that, when I tell you it has been so trying in a way like I've never experienced before. Everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Becoming Brittany podcast. Hey y'all, it's your girl and host Brittany Morton, and as always, it is such an honor and I'm super excited about us getting into another conversation and another episode of my podcast. Before we jump into it, y'all know I just got to show y'all some love. I got so much feedback from our last episode, and so I just want to thank you all for your support. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for just allowing me to share my journey and things that I'm learning with you all. Y'all know my goal is to create a space where, as I'm sharing my journey with you all and my experiences, that it encourages and inspires and motivates you to become everything that God has called you to be. And so we've been doing that, and I got some more coming up for you all. So y'all ready to get into it? I hope so. I hope that you are ready to get into it. So I'm gonna let you all know, I already have my tissue on deck for this episode. Like, the tears are already up there in my eye ducts, whatever you want to call it. They already up there, y'all, because I already know that your girl is probably going to cry during this episode, because it's one thing to share your testimony or things that you have come out of, right? Like, it's one thing to share that. It's another thing to talk about stuff that you are in current, in the present. And what we're going to talk about today is something that I've not only been dealing with the entire year, but something that I'm still managing as I'm talking to you all about it today. So I'm going to let y'all know what the topic is, but I just kind of want to give you preference this conversation, this episode, before we jump into it, to let you know you may want to grab a tissue, or you may need to send this to a friend, or I may be on your street today, and that's okay, because we are here to grow and learn together. So I don't want to mess up the title of this episode, but the gist of it is, what do you do when you're not feeling motivated? Like, what do you do when you're not feeling motivated, when you feel like you're not on, right? Most of the time, people are so used to us being on. They're so used to us showing up as one facet of ourselves. But what do you do when you're not feeling it? What do you do when you don't want to get out the bed? What do you do when you don't want to do absolutely nothing? That's what we're going to talk about today, because it's been a place that I've been in for months now. It's a place that I am still in, and it's a place where I think we need to have more conversations about. I believe we live in a generation now, I think social media has a lot to do with it, where it feels like the world is always on, right? Like, you click on, you get on your social media accounts, you always seeing an event going on, you seeing somebody promoting their business, somebody's taking a trip, and if you're not careful, it can feel like you always have to be on, or you always have to be doing something, or you always have to feel motivated. And I don't know about y'all, I'm not sure what the rest of the world doing. I can only talk to y'all about my experience. This year has been one of the hardest years for me to stay motivated. I've been sharing this with a few of my platforms, but you all, I literally came into this year and I wanted to like throw the whole year away before the year even got started. And for me, I can only talk about me, I am typically not wired that way. Like, I am a very ambitious person. I am typically motivated. I'm typically the chick that wants to conquer and save the whole world, right? Like, that's typically who I am. I am usually full of vision. I am usually full of creativity. Like, I used to always say ideas and energy, that ain't never really been my struggle. So to come into this year and y'all feel like I have not had really none of that, when I tell you it has been so trying in a way like I've never experienced before. So in December, I think I told y'all, you know, I took a trip to the DR. But before I took a trip to DR, y'all, I had a conversation with the Lord, okay? Because y'all know we just be having to have conversations. And so I tried to bribe him. I'm going to tell my business. He only got to tell my business. I'm going to tell y'all my business. I tried to bribe the Lord. And I said, God, I could just move to Mexico for 3 months. I had started looking up, you all, rentals. I started looking up apartments because, you know, it don't cost that much there. So I was like, let me just go on and, you know, and he was like, girl, no. He's like, I'm going to let you go to the DR for these 3 weeks, but I need you to go on and come back. And I did not understand why, you all, because I felt like I can do my work from afar. I can send emails, have meetings, run my ministry, do everything, and I do not have to be in place, right? And so anyway, and I understood, because God has to talk to me sometimes very firmly. He has to get me together because he knows I can be very rebellious and very stubborn. So he has to make things very clear for your girl so I won't be like out here just doing whatever I want to do because he don't let me do that. And so I ended up going, you know, to the DR. I think I told y'all about that for a few weeks, and I was able to come back. And I came back because God told me to come back, and I got to working. But y'all, I still, even though I was obedient, it still did not shake the feeling that I had. And I think that's going to be like the first thing I really want to lean in, because sometimes your obedience, like sometimes you can be obedient and you think, oh, I'm being obedient, so I'm going to feel amazing on the other side of it. Yeah, that's not always the case. And so I really feel like you all year long, I knew what God had told me to do, but I've had to show up by faith. I've had to show up by faith. And that may be where some of you are right now, where it's like, man, I got to acknowledge what I feel, but I also got to press past on how I feel, because there are some things that God is calling me to that requires my obedience. So it requires not just ignoring how I feel, acknowledging how I feel, but making the decision I'm going to look past how I feel to do what God has called me to do, right? So yeah, I start the year, and it's been nonstop. It's been, of course, like one thing after another thing after another thing. And I'm not going to bore y'all with all the details, but I want to talk to y'all about like two things that have recently happened and some of the things I've learned from those situations that is teaching me how to still show up when you do not feel motivated. Okay, so here goes the first thing. A few weeks ago, my team and I over at Saved in the City, shout out to Saved in the City, period. The girl, she just out here doing her thing, her big one right now, y'all. And that's my women's ministry that I started, if you're not already familiar, so go check us out, Saved in the City. But a few weeks ago, in April, we went down to New Orleans, right? We got an invitation to go to Bonner Brothers hair show, and we were leading a prayer. Y'all, it was so dope. We got to lead a prayer station at one of the largest hair shows in the country, right? So we literally had a booth, and anybody who needed prayer, they could come up and we would pray for them. So many testimonies, y'all, like so many testimonies, right? Not only did we get to do that in April, but I got to be the first female preacher at the Bronner Brothers hair show in like 70 years. Now, let me pause right there, right? Because last episode, I was just been talking about celebrating. So I celebrate that, and I'm so grateful for that, right? Like that opportunity, and not only what that meant for me and the journey that God has me on, but also what that meant for the kingdom. Like God is doing his big one with the women in the kingdom right now, period, right? But also like what that meant for my generation. I mean, it's just a lot of things that's connected to that. But at the same time, I just told y'all about how I've been feeling all year long. Isn't it crazy how sometimes when you don't feel your best is when God is able to do his best? Because like I have not been feeling in a place where I feel like, whoo, I feel amazing and I got a word for the nations. Like, y'all, I've been feeling like I ain't got nothing for nobody. I've been feeling like I don't have anything for me, yet alone to be able to speak to hundreds or thousands of people. But it's been in that place, you all, where I am seeing God do so much in my life. So I'm going to unpack that a little bit more, right? So I'm at the Bronner Brothers hair show, and God is reminding me at this hair show, you all, like so many people who were not looking for God met God because we were strategically in that place. And so we were there, and I was like, man, it's been 3 years since the pandemic. I need to reach out to the Essence Fest to see if we can go back and, you know, be a part of Essence Fest. Fast forward in 2019, we were able to be one of the first women's ministries to have a booth at Essence Fest, right? And I really felt like that's where God was leading us. Like, that's our call for Saving the City, is to go out into unorthodox spaces and really be a light. Y'all, I literally had that thought. Why we were in New Orleans. What about I get home and we have an email from Essence. So I'm like, okay, so I apply for us to be vendors at the Essence Fest. Didn't think too much of it, right? Couple of weeks go by, you all. We're in a meeting. We're literally planning in a meeting. And we get an email from Essence saying that we have been approved to be vendors, right? I have a new team. So my entire team was excited. They're ecstatic. They're like, oh my God, we've never been. We are excited to go. I thought I was going to be excited, you all, but I wasn't excited. I did not want to go. And so I felt so bad because we left the meeting and, you know, like I lead these people, right? And a part of being a good leader is like not blowing out their fire, right? And so they were excited, but I knew that they could feel like my hesitation. And I think my hesitation was like, child, I'm tired. Like, I don't want to go nowhere and I don't want to do nothing, right? Like, and I'm grateful for these opportunities, but like, I feel like, again, God, I don't have anything, and you keep opening up these doors. And so I get home and I feel so convicted, y'all, because I'm like, Lord, even if I'm not excited for myself, child, I need to be excited for my team. I ain't even had no excitement for them. So I'm feeling super defeated. And God ministered to me and he was like, Brittany, sometimes you got to ride that wave of the other people that I put in your life. Like sometimes when you don't feel like you have it for you, I'm going to surround you with people who have what you feel like you don't have so that you can still do what I've called you to do. Right. So y'all had to apologize to them. And I was like, y'all, I'm so sorry. Like, I am so sorry. I do not want to like rain on y'all's party of being excited for God opening up this door for us. Right. So long story short, you all, it went all the way down to the wire. Like I was hesitant all the way until we got to Essence. God was like, we needed money. He literally sent us $6,000 in 3 days so that we could take the team down there. We only had a couple of people. God worked it out. We had nowhere to stay. God worked it out. We didn't know how we were going to get there. God worked it out. Like every excuse I had, God worked it out because at the end of the day, he still wanted us to go. So y'all, we get there. And I'm sitting there. I'm standing at Essence. Like when I tell y'all everything came together, go look on Saving the City page. I'm going to post about it soon on my page. But like, our booth was beautiful. I literally got the idea for our booth on Monday. Y'all, we were at Essence on Thursday. When I tell you God brought all the details together and it was absolutely beautiful. So y'all, we're there. We got our booth set up. I'm tired. It's hot in there. They ain't cut the air on yet because the people ain't, you know, the attendees ain't there. It's just us, the vendors, in there sweating. But anyway, so we're there and I'm standing there, y'all. I think it was like Friday and thousands of people. When I say we ministered to thousands of people and I felt so convicted because by Sunday I was able to walk around. This is the largest event of this magnitude in the country. I walked around because it, you know, had gotten slow and there was nothing else there like ours. There was not, there was everything there, but there was nothing there that was intentional. We literally had a Jesus party. We took Jesus to Essence Fest. And I felt so convicted in that moment. And I told God, I said, God, I will make sure I steward better the opportunities you give me. I understand that you gave me feelings, Lord, but I'm going to be sure as I move forward, when you open up a door for me, I'm going to be sure that I set my feelings aside so that I can do what you have called for me to do. Because you all, I am so grateful we went. But if I would have just based it off of how I was feeling, we were not going to be there. If I would have just leaned into where I was and not even leaned into the wisdom of the people that God had put around me, we would have missed an opportunity. I'm saying all of this to say that there are going to come times, even if you're not, you may be there right now, but there are going to come seasons where you're going to feel like doing absolutely nothing. You're going to feel like I feel. You're going to feel like, man, I ain't got nothing else to give. There are going to be seasons and spaces where you feel like that. But I believe God wants us just to press a little bit more so that we can really tap into, like, y'all, let me tell you something. Everybody we touched down there and the impact we had, there's no way Brittany Morton could take any credit for it because I knew where I was. But sometimes I believe God wants us to get past where we are so that we can tap into where he is. And I believe that's what happened for us at Essence Fest. I'm saying all of that because I'm trying to give you some nuggets on how do you continue to show up and be consistent and be faithful, even when you don't feel motivated to do. One of the things I'm having to learn to do is to really lean on the people that God has put in my life. Right now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have it for me. If it was up to me, I wouldn't even be recording this podcast right now. Because even doing things like this is so hard for me right now, y'all. And I don't fully know, like, exactly why it is, but it is. But thank God for the people in my life. Like, if I would not have already told our videographer I would show up today and I had given him my word, I wouldn't have shown up today. If I had not already made up and told my child, my assistant, that took off work, I feel bad. I didn't want to be like, girl, never mind, go to work today because I don't want to do this podcast anymore. Like, what? Our feelings are temporary, you all. And I knew when I woke up this morning, I didn't feel like doing anything. I was like, Brittany, take it one thing at a time, which is one of your other nuggets. Take it when you're in a space where you're feeling like how I feel. Sometimes you just got to take it one thing at a time. My first thing was to pick out these clothes. Y'all, it's 85 degrees in my house right now. My air conditioning went out. I had to go upstairs. I've been living downstairs since yesterday. Hey, I mean, with nothing on. I know that's TMI, but I got to paint the picture for you because it's hot. But I'm like, if you could just pick out these outfits, woman of God, and we'll get to the next part. I know you ain't done your makeup. We'll get there. Like, sometimes, y'all, it's literally like that. Like, I just got to do the next thing. And then I got to trust that God is going to give me what's next after that. And then once I do that, I got to trust that God's going to meet me in that. Like, sometimes that's what we're going to have to do. The only way I've gotten to July, y'all, the only way I've gotten into July is because I've literally had to take it one thing at a time. I've literally had to trust God for every little moment. And I believe that sometimes that's what God has to do. He has to get us in a vulnerable place because he's stretching us. He's growing us to new places. And he's like, this next thing I'm getting ready to do in your life, I know you smart. I know you're talented. I know you're gifted. I know you a boss. But you're getting ready to tap into something that is beyond you. And for those of us who've been feeling like this, I kind of think that that's what we're doing. God is like getting us the end of ourselves so that we can really tap into the supernatural. So we can really tap into the only God kind of type of things. Like the only, okay, girl, only God could have done this. Everything in my life up until this point this year, you all, has been only God could have done it because I ain't got it. He told me at the beginning of the year, and I want to give this story to you for those who are Bible readers. If you're not a Bible reader, go check it out. It's real good. But 2 Kings 4, there's this story. I'm crying this whole episode. So for those of you who don't see me right now, all of what you're hearing is because, girl, I'm trying to wipe my tears because I'm crying the whole episode. But anyway, 2 Kings 4, right? There's this story about this widow with this oil. And I don't want to give y'all the whole story, but this is what God gave me at the beginning of the year when I told him, yeah, I got nothing. I have nothing. And I just want to go hide. And I just want to go disappear. And I don't want to do anything. I don't want to post. I don't want to do anything. He took me to 2 Kings 4. And it was about this widow. She had reached her wit's end. Her husband had died. And they were coming to get her sons because she didn't have enough money to pay her debts. And a prophet came to her. Y'all go read this, so good. A prophet came to her and he asked her what she had. And when she first answered the question, she said she didn't have anything, like how I've been feeling. Bruh, I ain't got nothing. God ain't got nothing. Don't ask me nothing. Don't text me. Don't call me because your girl ain't got it. Okay? So that's where she was. And the scripture says that she kind of changed it. First, she says she didn't have nothing. Then she says, oh, except I got this little bit of oil that's left, right? And it's so crazy, right? Because I feel like some of y'all are where I am. It's like, okay, God, first I said I ain't had nothing. It ain't that I ain't got nothing. It's just that I ain't got a lot, right? Like, it ain't that I ain't got nothing, God. I just don't have a lot of what I used to have. That's where I've been, and that's where this woman was. And so the prophet gives her this thing, y'all, and he tells us, okay, I need you to use the oil that you have to make me something, make your meal. And he gives her all this instruction to use what she has. And God gave me this story at the beginning of the year, you all, when I was going to him, and I was talking about how I was feeling and where I was and how I'm tired and how I feel like I've given so much and all of this stuff. He said, Brittany, if you'll only use the little bit that you have left. And I was like, God, but then ain't, child, what I'm going to do? like, he's like, if you only use the little, I know that it seems like a little to you, but it's so much to me. And that's what I want to encourage you all with. If you've been in a place and you've been feeling like, man, I don't have it. Like, I just don't have it. I'm not
motivated. I don't feel like I'm myself. I don't feel like I have what I used to have. I can't. There used to be this place in me. Like, I used to be able to, like, I don't know, y'all. I thought I was a superhuman or something. I used to be able to push this button, like, internally, and it was, like, go. Like, I could press past whatever. I can, y'all, that I've been pressing that button, child, ain't nothing happening. Y'all, I don't know what happened to the button. The button ain't there. It ain't working. But God isn't telling me, girl, I get it. I'm teaching you something new. I'm using you in a new way. But if you'll just use what you have, I'm getting ready to do a miracle. And that's what he did in that story. She literally took the little that she had. And then, y'all, he told her to go talk to her neighbors, which is what I've been having to do. I've been having to depend on my team, depend on my assistant, tell people where I am, cry, which I've been doing a lot of that, leaning in, all the things. But that's what she did. And y'all, she literally was blessed. The Bible said that she had so much that she was able to sell, and then she lived off the rest of it. I believe for some of us, it may not be all of y'all, but I believe for some of us, that's where we are in this season of our life. We're having to learn how to trust God in a way like we've never trusted God before. And sometimes it can be hard when you are a natural, like, gifted person. You could be thinking you're depending on God and relying on God, but you've really, up until this point, been relying and depending on yourself. I'm going to let that marinate because I feel something on that. We've been thinking we've been depending on him, but we really been depending because he made us gifted. He made us creative. He made us go-getters. He made us ambitious. But what happens when your ambition not there no more? And he's still telling you to get up and go. He's still telling you to get up and serve. He's still telling you to get up and show up. And you're like, God, but where's my ambition? Where's my drive, God? Where's my motivation? He's like, yeah, I'm getting ready to do it this time. And I believe the same way he's doing it in my life, I believe he's doing it in so many of you all's life. It's like, you've seen what your effort can get you. And that was some good stuff. But now you're tapping into what only I can do through you. And it's about to be some real great stuff. So I want to, one, let you know that if you've been feeling the way I've been sharing with you on this episode, you are not by yourself. You are not alone. You are not alone in this. I'm telling you, I've been crying this whole episode, y'all, because I didn't think I was ready to talk about this yet. Like, I wanted to come out of it and then tell y'all how to come out. But sometimes God doesn't wait until you come out of a thing before he starts using you in it, because there's somebody who needs to really tap into that authenticity, that realness. These tears I'm crying is because I'm in this right now, but I'm still choosing to encourage you all in the midst of it. I've made it from January to July feeling like I'm on the struggle bus. And I believe that the same grace that has carried me these first 7 months is the same grace that's going to carry me for the rest of the year. I don't know how I'm going to get to December. I don't even know how I'm going to get ready to get through the rest of this day, because I'm having to depend on, like, him for all the things. But I'm telling you, every single time, y'all, I just shared with you all like one or two examples. But every time I've pressed past my own limitation, I'm seeing him show up, y'all. I'm seeing him speak. I'm seeing him meet me. I'm seeing him provide. And I'm telling you that he is going to do the same thing for you. So a few things I want to share with you, and I'm going to wrap this on up. If you are struggling with being motivated right now, one of the things I'm learning to do is to slow down. To slow down. Now, that for me, that seems like oxymoronic, because I feel like he's calling me to more, but at the same time, he's slowing me down. And I think what he's doing is he's, like, removing all the pressure and the performance I put on myself. There's a lot of stuff I was doing that I don't have to do. So I want you to take inventory. Out of all the things that you are doing right now, what are the things that God is calling you to do, as opposed to the things you've been putting on yourself to do? What are the things, okay, I feel like I need to go back. What are the things, y'all know I get the going, and I'm like, wait, nah, they need to hear that again. What are the things in your life that you have been doing that God is not asking or requiring you to do, as opposed to the things that God is asking of you to do? What I'm realizing is that what God is requiring of me is a lot less busyness than what I've been requiring of myself. I know that's heavy and that's kind of go against what a lot of us have been taught, but God ain't really asking us for a whole lot, y'all. We're putting a whole lot of our own expectations of what we think things are supposed to look like on ourselves. And that's why we stressed out. That's why we wore out. And that's why we tired. A lot of my fatigue has been, I've been trying to do God's stuff my way. That's where a lot of my fatigue has been. I've been trying to overcompensate for the areas where I have not felt like I was enough. I didn't trust God enough to let the people, I've had people around me, but I've never trusted God enough to really let them be for me what I need them to be for me. So I believe some of that is God is saying, I'm slowing you down in some areas to catch you up in some other areas. I don't need you to do more. I need you to do less and be more productive with the less instead of trying to do all of this stuff. And I'm like, oh. It's one thing for him to show you that and tell you that. It's another thing for him to teach you that. And so I believe that I'm learning a lot of that right now, you all, and I'm having to give myself grace. Because how many of you know, anytime we're doing something new, all we know is what we've done. And now we're implementing new things and new strategies into our life, and it takes time to learn that. So I'm having to like unlearn a lot of stuff and relearn a lot of stuff, and a lot of that requires me slowing down. So if you're in that place right now, it could be God is trying to slow you down to catch you up. It could be that God is trying to give you a new method. God is teaching me, like, my assignment is the same, but the way I'm called to go about my assignment looks different. And it's like, okay, God, like, he's like, girl, it's a new method. I'm trying to teach you a new method of how to do what I've called for you to do. It don't take all of that, Brittany. That's the type of things he's been telling. I'm just like, I thought it did. Like, I'm going to give you the instruction when you get there. No, give it to me now. I'm going to tell you what to do when you show up. God, tell me before. You know, it's been those type of things. So that's one thing I've been learning. I hope that helps you all. I want to look at my notes to be sure that I got everything that I wanted to share with you all. But yes, slowing down has been one of the things. God giving me a new method has been another thing. Relying more on my help and the people and my support, which is such a theme in my life right now. You're going to hear me talk about that over and over again because that's just where I am in my life. Having the right accountability in your life. Having the people in your life to say, hey, I acknowledge where you are. And I acknowledge how you feel, and I'm going to let you get all your tears out, but when we going to do this podcast? When we going to do whatever it is that God has called you to do? I get all that, and I'm here for you, but when are we going to still be obedient? You need those type of people in your life. You need some people in your life that's going to get on your nerves. Hey, I'm one of those people. That's why you listen to this podcast. You need some people in your life that's going to, I call it holy agitation. They gonna irritate some stuff in you because that's your purpose. And I get y'all, some of us have been struggling. I get that some of us have been unmotivated. But baby, your purpose though, the lives that you get ready to change though, let me get hood real quick, period. Like, for real, like, of course the enemy don't want you walking in your purpose because it's attached to a whole lot of people's life. Of course he don't want me recording this podcast because I'm speaking to your life right now. Of course he doesn't want us showing up because he knows something about us that often we don't know about ourselves, right? Like, we're called to have impact. We're called to bring influence. We're called to help people see who they are and to see life differently. So y'all, I get it. Deep breaths. Let's go. I get it. You may be like me and you don't feel like doing nothing, but that cannot be your excuse to be disobedient. That cannot be your excuse just to go into hiding and don't nobody know where you are and you putting down your gifts. This is your last thing, because I don't even know how long we done went today, but this is the last thing. Whatever you have put down, pick it back up. Do not let guilt or shame or, man, I let a year go by or 6 months go by and I said I was going to do this and I didn't do it, or I started it and I stopped it. The only reason why I am talking to you right now is because I am picking something back up that I had put down. First, it was like 1 week. Like, 1 week passed. I was like, oh, I'm going to do the podcast next week. Child, 1 week turned into child. I don't know how many months it's been. But I did not hold myself prisoner to my past of what I put down. I'm picking it back up again. And so I pray that the rest of this year, you all, we pick some stuff back up. It doesn't matter how long it's been since you put it down. What matters most is if you pick it back up again. Pick that thing back up. I don't know what your thing is. The podcast is my thing right now because I have not, I told y'all I didn't want to do this, but I'm here. And I want this to be inspiration and motivation for you to pick your things back up, pick your purpose back up, pick your dreams back up, pick your business idea back up, pick it up. And even if you don't do everything, do something. And if you can just do something every day, then guess what? We're going to be at the end of this year, and it's going to be one of them only God could have done it type of years. I believe that for me, and I believe that for you. So, deep breath. You got this. You are okay. You can do this. You got a little bit of oil left, and God is going to use that little bit to do a whole lot in and through your life. I love you. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for rocking with me for another episode. I know I cut you a little bit, but it's because I love you. I hope this resonated with you. I hope you're able to take this and put and apply it in your life so that you can see God's promises for your life the same way, whoo child, I'm seeing them for mine in this season. It's tight, y'all, but it's right. Until the next episode, if nobody's told you, I'm proud of you. I see you. I celebrate you. And I cannot wait until we're able to do this again. Okay, let me go fix my makeup because I done cried it all off. Thanks to y'all. Bye, y'all. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and share with a friend. And with that being said, see you next time.